the highly anticipated meeting between President Putin and ice cream regime leader Biden took place. Now, did Biden call, is he going to call Putin a killer? And is he going to look in his eyes like he told us he was going to do at one point or another in between ice cream scoops? Nope, doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it at all. And what we're seeing is that this meeting was supposed to go 4.5 to 5 hours, went 3. Biden shuffled into the beast, which is the presidential limo, and they drove him away as quickly as possible. As quickly as possible. No press conferences together. None of these things. It was just in. They did the press conference. They did the photo ops. The Russian security manhandled the American press as they were screaming. That's very interesting. What Election Wizard is posting there, that President Putin, of course, this does not help people here in the United States, but President Putin is calling out the January 6th political persecution that's taking place. He made that call this morning, where he's calling out those who are supposedly, you know, from the Capitol, these political terrorists and the persecution that's taking place for them. Like I said, that's not really going to help. It's not really going to help the people from January 6th, because all that's going to be is further proof or further gasoline on the fire for those here in the West that are looking for any excuse. As we went through the security directive yesterday, and Justin and I were talking about it last night, how thoroughly defined everything is. It's the U.S. government. The U.S. government doesn't thoroughly define anything. I give you the pistol brace thing. They want to keep things as vague as possible. Not this time. In this new domestic terrorism idea or goal to curb, they are super laser specific on this whole thing. So thanks, Putin, for saying that, because you really just put a target on everybody's back here. But thanks. But from the New York Post, the Biden and Putin face off in Geneva amid elevated tensions. It's elevated tensions because everybody's afraid that Biden's not going to be able to make it through a meeting without falling asleep. Or rambling on for 15 minutes. Or having to shuffle out his note cards, which we saw in real time. Putin's talking about something. Biden's grabbing his note cards. This is the most interesting thing that's come from this. Jack Posobiec is tweeting out that the press asked Biden if he trusted Putin. And Biden nodded yes. And everybody, wait. What do you mean trusted Putin? And so they had to drag out redhead and siren Jen Psaki Atumi. Oh, Jen Psaki, does Biden really trust Putin? And she gave her standard. Well, the president, he gave a general head nod in the direction of the media. What? This thing is a disaster. I know they're already trying to write it up that Biden backed down Putin and he stared him down and he's fixing the relations that were tarnished by Trump. It's absolutely a disaster, this whole thing, without any kind of help. And of course, Biden brought his man Blinken. Hey, Blinken! Nah, it's my name. I chew. It's my name. Blinken looks like a scared puppy in the corner. And Putin is just hanging out like, what are we doing here? What am I doing here? Because right now, this guy next to me doesn't know what day it is. We're trying to figure these things out. But of course, these rising tensions that the media is going to continue to forecast the Russians as the bad guys. The bad guys! And of course, Mike Church and Brother Andre Marie talked about this today. Is it because Putin has successfully crafted an image that caters to people like you and I, that he is very Christian and that they're anti-sodomy and all these other hot button issues that we have here in the US? Is it real or is it crafted? We don't know. We don't know if it's a crafted a crafted image or if it's real. Either way, contrasts directly with the ice cream regime leader who's still going to, I don't have a problem going to church. I go to church every week and I haven't received the body and blood of our Lord and Savior in probably 3 months because I haven't gotten to a confessional. And there's no way I'm doing that. Unlike Biden and his Jezebel Jill wife, who are still prompting essentially the USCCB into schism, which, you know, they're doing that anyway. Trying to figure this whole thing out, whether they should and shouldn't give him it. The answer's no. But all that aside, you have the transgender, abortion-loving, debauchery, his family's full of debauchery, Biden, contrasting with the image that Putin has crafted. Christian, loves God, loves the natural order, goes to the openings of Orthodox churches, all of this other stuff. Like I said, you and I don't know. Mike's got some inside people that seem to tend to feel that it is more genuine than show. But we also have to factor in, just so we're never surprised, that he's a KGB agent. The art of deception is in this man's blood. So you just have to always keep that in the back of your mind. But the left establishment hates him. I know. Here's my problem. Here's my issue. All right. Because I live out in Protestantville, which I love my area, confessions are very hard to come by. And I believe me, I understand that every week that passes, it's bad. I understand. I do. And I'm trying to rectify that situation. So, my fellow Catholics, pray that I find a confessional near the church I go to on Saturday. That's all I'm looking for. So, there we go. You have Biden and the left and modernity, which loves all kinds of debauchery, versus Putin, who has crafted an image of being a return to tradition, a return to the faith, to Christianity, to the natural order. So there is a dynamic there. Mike and Brother Andre talked about that. And that is at the core of the differences here. Oh, Putin's a monster. He's this. He might very well be. They might very well be. But in this mind, we have Russia as the big bad bear that needs to be contained. Because who else can the left make the bad guy? Because the military industrial complex needs a bad guy. A bad guy! And we've pretty much run the terrorism course, right? We can't do Islamic terrorism anymore because of all of the outreach and all this other stuff and the failed campaigns in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so, who is it? It can't be.
Calling this the Chinese virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Virus. Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Why do you keep calling this the Chinese? Chinese virus.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China.
Can't be China, because China owns pretty much the United States, the four pillars of society here in the United States. Who's the bad guy? It can't be North Korea. The last time it was North Korea, they hacked Sony and broke all their stuff out, so it can't be Korea. Oh, and Russia happens to be filled with a lot of white people. So it makes perfect sense. So President Biden, let me get to this article here from the New York Post, from Stephen Nelson. Regime leader Ice Cream Biden on Wednesday called Russia a quote-unquote great power. And appeared to nod when asked if he trusts President Vladimir Putin, which, you know, Sakia Toomey came out and said, oh no, he was nodding in the direction of the press. Okay, can we just stop? Can we just stop with this? The guy nodded. We get it. Sending the White House into damage control amid chaotic introductions to the leaders' high-stake meeting. I'm so frustrated. Ice cream leader Biden. I just had an ice cream freeze. Ice cream leader Biden can't even get through a friggin' press conference without screwing something up. It's a simple question. Do you trust China or not? Trump, do you trust China? I already said. Do you trust Russia?
I do. I think there's a lot of things between Putin and I. I think we can work together. Maybe get a Trump Tower in Moscow. I don't know. Maybe it'd be good stuff.